For whatever reason, most of us can't stick to New Year's resolutions. So what can you do to set realistic goals for yourself this year and actually make progress on them? Find out right now on Wealth Creator Radio. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. And today on our show, he'll give you his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. His passion is to help retirees live a remarkable retirement, one with less worry. It's hard to believe, isn't it? 2020 already.
Yep. No, so it's a new year, a new start, and time to be thinking about all this stuff and before all the tax and start coming up here pretty soon.
Right. So, all right, let's talk about it. I know everybody's wondering, what's on your list of New Year's resolutions for this year? Anything fun or interesting?
Well, you know, as you know, I've been riding my bike at 50 miles in all 50 states in 25 months. So my deadline is March of 2021.
Okay.
Did 19 states in 2019. Uh-huh. That was not intentional, but it does sound good. I guess it matches the 2019 and 2019. But no, so going forward here, this year I've got a lot more work to do because a lot of those states are very big and far apart, and then a lot of the states are lots of little states and all up the Northeast. So, got a few trips to plan, but you know, that's kind of the personal goal. That's kind of my fun challenge I've been doing to myself, and you can actually follow it at Facebook. It's at 50 miles, 50 states, 25 months.
So, okay, 50 miles, 50 states, 25 months.
Yep.
Awesome. So, okay. Yeah. Well, good luck to you on this.
Yeah. So that's been a fun one. And then obviously the other stuff is just, you know, making sure people are on track and, you know, making, helping them reach their goals to see if they can retire sooner and have more fun and enjoy life. So that's always one of the big goals there.
I don't know what Strava is. It's a social network for athletes, but I've not heard of it before. They said that January 12th, it was the day last year in 2019 that most people failed on their 2019 resolutions for physical fitness. You know how everybody sets those fitness goals. So less than 2 weeks in the new year, everybody failed on them. Do you see similar struggles with people who set financial goals?
Well, so you should know Strava, because Strava, if you're a cyclist, everybody uses Strava. So.
Okay, see,
so,
I should know.
So it is actually funny that you bring that up, because now Strava, any cyclist says if it doesn't happen on Strava, it didn't really occur.
So that's
a big one. But and so they've got a lot of data, and a lot of people who run also use it. And so, yeah, I could actually see where they... they definitely probably have a lot of that data, and they can see it probably real time. And on, you know, in Strava, you can actually set a goal for how many miles or how, you know, there's different things. So they can also see the goals. So they can probably get that data pretty easily. And, I'd probably say it's fairly accurate. I mean, people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to lose weight. And, you know, then all the gyms become empty by February, and all the Christmas exercise equipment that was bought now is a coat rack or Goodwilled or something. So yeah, the hard part is a lot of people don't set up a plan, and that's the biggest problem. Is just, it's all this stuff is just taking time, right? So a lot of financial stuff isn't that necessarily hard. I mean, there's a lot of tax changes. There's things that change with markets and all those types of things. But kind of the basics are pretty dang simple, right? I mean, it's, you know, fund some sort of account. You should be saving 15, ideally 20% of your income. If you're at 15, you're going to be pretty good. 20, you're going to be definitely good. Now it's just a matter of where you put that income. Well, some of it should be going to short-term savings to make sure you get that emergency fund. Then beyond that, should be going into anything where you can get like a match. If it's, you know, your 401k or something, you know, some sort of retirement account, ideally. And then also, just if you don't have one of those, you could be setting up your own or just doing other investments. But once you start putting that money away, it's pretty simple and it's not that hard. You don't get all sweaty. You don't have to go take a shower after doing it, right? You don't have to wake up early in the cold and go, dang, it's, you know, 40 degrees out. Do I really want to go out in the wind and cold? And no, that's tougher on the exercise things, but it's pretty simple on the financial stuff. You don't have to do any of that. You know, you do have to watch your spending. You do have to not go crazy and do lots of other stuff. So, you know, that's probably the tougher part, but yeah, it's not that hard to do. And again, it always comes back to having that plan.
So really, you're talking about the kind of financial goals we need to be thinking about if we're getting closer to retirement, right?
Well, I mean, those goals are really for any age. I mean, should be, even in your 20s, you should be ideally saving 15%. So when you're getting closer to retirement, then you got to be starting to go, oh, well, hold it. Now my goals need to be more about, can I retire? When can I retire? And kind of double checking all that stuff. Before, you were just throwing the money into, you know, wherever and hoping it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and, you know, more there. Now you got to go, whoa, hold it. Do I actually have enough? Do I have enough money to retire? When can I retire? Am I putting it in the right spots? So once you get close to retirement, what does close mean? Well, close would probably be, I'd say at least 50, 55 for sure. In your 60s, definitely. So if you're 55 plus, yeah, you need to be checking that plan and making sure that, you know, you've got everything in the right spots. Santa checked his naughty and nice list, you should have a checklist, for yourself. And so you should be able to go through there and say, okay, what are the things I need to take care of for retirement? Do I have them all in place? And if not, well, then the goal should be get all those rest of those implemented. And so, yeah, so that'd be one of the things to be looking at. And one of the things we've actually created here at Heckman Financial is a quick little report that shows you the checklist of items that you should be reading. And so that's something you want to get a copy of. Super simple. All you got to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, you can text the word checklist, 800-454-1184. We'll send that right to you. Or if you want, you can just order it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, you tell us every week your process is called the Blueprint to Worryless Wealth. So do you start your process by outlining someone's goals for retirement? Tell us how that conversation goes.
Yeah, well, really the first thing is just finding out, what's important to you? What are you wanting to do? I mean, have you actually even pictured retirement? Most people today aren't going to picture the, sitting on the rocking chair, having your tea and, watching the clouds go by. Most people don't want that type of retirement, but for whatever reason, it used to be the image you think of. So the first thing really to be finding out is, what do you want to do in retirement? And then probably the toughest one is, we always talk about, is really, what's that number? What is that dollar amount you need to live on every month? Not how much you need to have saved up in the bank or, invested. To me, it's more about the income, because you have a lot less income and you may be fine depending on what your needs and goals are. Or you could have some decent income and not be anywhere close because you want some chronic, very expensive stuff in retirement. So depending on where you're at and what kind of lifestyle you're thinking about having, I've got some people who like to do hobbies, like to do stuff around the house. They don't like to go someplace. A lot of them maybe have traveled when they were working a lot, so they don't want to keep doing that in retirement. And so, yeah, they can live a lot more frugally, or whatever you want to call it, with a lot less cost. And then there's others who want to be doing a trip every 6 weeks someplace, and, those things cost money. So easiest way to figure this out is pretty simple. You take your last 12 months' bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12. So everything you took out of the bank in the last year, take that, divide it by 12, and that's literally how much money you spent. Now, it all comes down to having a plan. And, that's one thing we do actually for our listeners here, is we actually have them come in, and either in person or over the phone, we can actually have a visit with them, do that worry less wealth, conversation about what are you want to do in retirement. And then what we do is we follow up with a second appointment, again, no cost, no obligation, where we actually go through your income, your investment, your tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, show you the path you're on right now. And then if there's some issues, we'll point that out. And it's up to you if you want to work with us to fix it or if you want to do that on your own. But again, no pressure, no cost. And all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademark Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people just like you have remarkable retirements. So, Eric, here we are, the time in our show when you give us another financial fail. And this is something that we can learn from. So we're not trying to be negative. We're actually trying to learn from someone else's mistakes. So what story do you have for us this week, Eric?
Well, this one's actually happened quite some time ago, but since the time of year, it's probably good to bring it up. Is I had somebody I just met with, and she has, it was, I think, around the January-ish time frame or something, somewhere pretty close. And she was telling me how she had funded a Roth IRA with Fidelity, and, you know, so she was doing that on top of her retirement plan. She was very proud of her fact that she was, you know, saving extra money. And then I said, what was your income again? You're not allowed to put money into a Roth IRA. You make too much.
Hmm?
And I'm like, did Fidelity bother asking you your income? And she said, yeah. But, you know, so literally they have somebody fill out a form, because this was kind of, she did this on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And they filled out the form of all the, you know, regular kind of name, rank, and serial number info. And then they have to get, legally, they have to get some stuff about your suitability kind of thing. So they have to ask about income and usually some asset levels and other things like that. So they did that. And then they didn't even bother mentioning the fact, and there's nothing in the system, at least at that time, that said, oh, ding, ding, you know, hold on, this person can't fund a Roth. You know, you'd think there'd be some sort of alarm or alert. No, but they don't do tax advice, so they don't really care what that number is necessarily. Now, I wasn't on the phone call, so who knows if they did care or don't care. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that they're mean or anything like that, but, you know, that was just not their job or their duty to tell her that. So then what you have to do is you have to back out all the transactions. You have to file all this tax stuff to say, you know, to take it out. And you may pay a slight tax penalty if you made money on the funds that were in an account when they weren't supposed to be in there. So, you know, this could have been all very easily solved by just, you know, instead of trusting a financial institution, talk to somebody who's actually doing retirement advice and all that. And, you know, the do-it-yourselfers have to be very careful, because nobody's going to necessarily look out for them. Usually most of all these places have something that says, oh, we don't give tax advice. And they didn't, that's for sure. But they messed her up a little bit. So she, you know, a lot more hassle factor of having to undo it and take the money out and then, you know, file an extra form and all, you know, all that other hassle factor, which could have been just easily solved. And, you know, one thing she could have done, of course, on her own is say, oh, well, maybe I should look up to see how much, what income level maxes out on a Roth. But again, not, she may have just heard of a Roth and not known to do that. But, you know, that's why she started working with me, and she's been a client of mine for 10 years now or something. I think it's quite some time ago that this happened. So, you know, I just wanted to bring that up, because lots of times people may be thinking about, hey, I can still put some money away for, you know, last year, and I can put it in one of these accounts, but got to look up those numbers and see, hey, did I make too much money to fund a Roth? Am I over those income limits? And if so, you know, there may be some other options or maybe some other little tricks. Sometimes you get some of that money in there, but you just can't directly contribute. So that's the big change you got to make.
Well, good for her for seeking you out, Eric. Can you tell us how much is too much income? Is there a guide or something?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's tables, so it's I think, let's see, off the top of my head, I think it's 124 for 2020, 122 or something like that for 2019, so it's around that range for single, and then married, it's around the mid-190s, so, yeah, it indexes every year, so it's a little bit higher for 2020 compared to 2019, so it depends if you're doing last year's or this year's, so, you know, just definitely just Google that, and it's pretty easy, and look at the IRS website and say, okay, yeah, here's the most I can make. And it's your adjusted gross income too. So you have to make sure what that shows.
All right. Well, great advice. Something to really think about now that we're, you know, starting a brand new year. Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I want to give you his website too. It's wealthcreatorradio.com. You can find out all about Eric and his team at Heckman Financial there at wealthcreatorradio.com. So we're so glad you joined us today. This is our New Year's resolution edition. And the hard truth is that most of us will fail our New Year's resolutions because we set too many goals, maybe set the bar too high. Eric, how can we simplify our list of goals so that we're more likely to have success?
Yeah, so there's a lot of people want to, of course, set a goal. And then what happens? Usually, I mean, you see this with companies a lot. To be honest, you see this with my cycling stats. So when I'm looking at my goal for the year, often in December, you'll see me start doing a bunch of a lot of flat or long rides. So that way I'm just kind of padding my results for the end of the year to try to make my mileage goal. Yeah, that's one thing that's just human nature, right? When there's a deadline, we start thinking about it. The hard part is there's no real deadline for retirement. There's no deadline to start saving. So when does that happen? When does that rush, or when does that, you know, that procrastination have to be done by? And it doesn't technically. So that's a problem, right? Because, you know, we do need to be saving, you know, ongoing. So, I mean, there's some simple things that you could be doing is obviously just sign up for your retirement plan at work, at least getting that match. A lot of retirement plans have what they call auto escalators. That doesn't mean you go upstairs, but it means you get a 1% increase in your contribution every year. So if you say you're doing 6% this year, it'll just automatically go to 7, and it won't ask you about it. A lot of times they'll email you, or they'll send you something or whatever, but you know, it just kind of happens in the background. And so the neat thing about that is that's a kind of a real simple, easy way to accidentally save more money. And so that's one way to kind of remove the human nature out of things. And so that's not a bad one to do. Probably the easiest way to really achieve goals, though, is divide it up into, I've used a process called Strategic Coach for a long time, and they've always done a 90-day goal. And there's actually another author, I forget his name, but he wrote the 12-week year. And same difference, really. It's 90 days.
Yeah.
you know, looking at things like making it, the deadline be every quarter. And so make it a smaller goal. So maybe this quarter it's, you know, whatever, to do your taxes, you know, early and on time. And then maybe the next quarter would be, you know, start looking at funding money outside of your retirement plan into some sort of investment account, or, you know, whatever those goals could be. And so if you keep adding those and you just do it by 90-day timelines, it's a lot simpler. If it's this big, huge goal that's going to take you all year, it just mentally seems tougher and you're not going to get it. So, you know, I think that's probably the simplest way to do it. So those are easy steps that anybody can take and just start writing them down. Of course, then you have to track it. But you know, nowadays with your phone and everything else, put reminders on and, you know, say, check it on yourself and see how you're doing, right? So those could be some easy ways to do it. Financial is a little weird in terms of that, is, you know, it's not always quite instant, like you see the results necessarily. You'll look it down at your arms or look down at your waist and see instant change, of course, with exercise and working out. Same kind of with finance. It takes some time before you do that.
You know, here's the deal, though. There's always going to be outside factors like market volatility and taxes that are going to interfere with our goals, right?
Exactly. And when I've been doing my cycling in all 50 states, I have yet, I mean, I've done it 19 times now, and I've yet to ever successfully do any of my routes.
Really? There's always something blocking the
way. There's always something. Like, there's one where I forced the GPS to go in this one section because it looked like a really kind of cool street and stuff. And I get there and it's a gated community that's very, very well fenced off.
Oh, shoot.
And so then I was like, that's why it was not picking that. Or sometimes I've had somewhere there was flooding, and or there's trees down, or there's Had actually one in Louisiana where there was a power line down across the road, and I had to ask the police officer who's stopping traffic there to telling everybody to turn around. I'm like, do you know where to go? And she actually, it was pretty funny. She actually radioed dispatch and found me directions. I kind of didn't have the heart to tell her by the time she got that done. I was figured it out on my phone. But,
oh, no.
But yeah, so there's stuff that's always going to come up, right, with any plan. And, you know, again, it's being prepared, just like with me and my sons and scouts. You know, you got to be prepared for those things. So having that plan helps you with all that. You know, if you know what your market volatility is, maybe with the market up a lot, you do want to know how much risk level you're taking. You do want to know how to, you know, minimize that risk. Taxes, we know, will be changing after 2025, no matter what, regardless of the presidential election, you know, the outcome this year. This tax law does expire. So, you know, we know that's going to happen. And so if taxes are on sale right now, well, maybe you should be doing something different than you're used to, because we have that knowledge that taxes are lower and we know that taxes will go up later. So, you know, those are all things that kind of come into a plan. And so when we're sitting down with the people that come in, and, you know, a lot of the listeners come in and say, hey, Eric, can you help me? Can you help me figure out this? I'm so worried about the market losses, or I don't want to lose money in retirement, and I want to lock in some of these gains, or I just want to make sure I can retire and stay retired and not run out of money. And so that's what we do when we build that blueprint to worry less wealth. We sit down and go through that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plans. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, no cost, no obligation. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can book it right now online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. So, Eric, how do you help someone measure their progress toward their financial goals?
Well, obviously, are you going ahead versus backward, right? That's a simple one. So,
yeah.
What was your balance at the end of, you know, 2017, 2018, 2019? You know, and is that moving forward? Now, 2018 was a very down year in the market, and so 2019 should be definitely up a lot. So that'd be a very easy one to see, is if you didn't go up in 2019, then you did something wrong. And so beyond that, you know, really it's starting to look at, like for all of our clients, we have a software program that's very nice that we can, you know, it takes care of all the data, all the values and all that stuff, and runs it out and says, are you going to run out of money or not, with inflation adjustment, with knowing how Social Security is taxed compared to 401k, compared to, you know, just normal investments and, you know, all that stuff. So it's all after tax, after inflation. And so one of the big things we do every year with our clients is we're sitting down with them and saying, okay, let's throw those numbers in there. Is it all still looking, you know, good? Is it looking better than it was or worse? Right. So that's an easy one to be able to tell. And then obviously just, you know, how much are you saving, and you know, are you doing the right things? And so it's not necessarily that complicated to figure out if you're going forward or backward, but the hard part is taking the time and just sitting down to do it. So just like everything else, it's just prioritizing and saying, okay, maybe I don't need to watch that show or scroll through that whatever on my phone and just spend a, you know, half hour, an hour, take care of yourself, and then, you know, that may pay dividends for the rest of your lifetime.
Eric, as I've gotten to know you over the years, you really act as an accountability partner for your clients, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's one of the big things. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in life that we all can say, hey, I know how to do that. I can easily do that. I mean, come on now. How many decades have we all known, you know, that we should eat healthy and exercise?
Yeah.
And yet, why is it so talked about at the end of the year, beginning of the year? You know, it's quite silly. We all know what we have to do. The hard part is when you're a kid, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, either your teachers or your parents yell at you. And so that helps motivate you to get things done, right? Once you're not a kid anymore, who's there to kind of yell at you, or whatever, however you want to phrase it, who's there to make sure you're doing what you should be doing? And so, you know, on the financial side of the world, yeah, that's what we do, is we help people with that. And lots of times it's also just helping them when things come up. I mean, there's open enrollment, you know, they change jobs. So what benefits should I pick here and there? You know, they're going out to buy that car, and should I lease it? Should I buy it? What's the pros and cons? Should I refinance? Yes or no? All those things are stuff that we're not necessarily directly a part of, but that's the stuff that our clients are always asking us, because we can help them out. We've got a lot of knowledge in those areas, and then see how it, again, compares to their plan. And once you have that plan to kind of balance off of and look back on, you know if you're picking the right direction or if you're going the wrong way. So, yeah, I think accountability partners are by far always the best. I mean, I know there's a lot of even apps and other things where people can, you know, like pay a fine to somebody else if they don't get things done, or, you know, other ways to try to motivate people. But those are a lot of times more adverse type things. So I think it's probably a little bit better just to say, hey, am I getting closer or not? And having somebody check in and just saying, hey, you're doing good, or you should probably be still, you know, remember you're supposed to have done this, or, you know, did you get this done? I mean, I've got one client who I like to every year almost show him the letter from 1998 when I said he needs to get a will or trust, because he still hasn't done it.
Oh, dear.
His son's, you know, beyond high school and grown up now, and in his 30s, actually. So there's no guardianship issues, which the letter talks about initially. But so, yeah.
So what do you recommend that people can do to sort of have an outline in their own mind about what they need for retirement?
Yeah, so one of the things we've come up here actually with is a quick little report you can read. It's 10, 15 pages or so, about the top retirement planning issues. And it's just the things that kind of really, you know, jog your memory of, okay, yeah, did I do this or not? Have I thought about this? And make sure you got all those bases covered and that you've got some sort of plan. And if not, well, then okay, here's a goal for this year to, or this maybe this quarter to start working on. And so, yeah, if that's something, if you'd want to get a copy of it, we can send it out free, no obligation. We're not going to spam you or text you out or anything like that. So all you have to do is text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So if we're getting close to retirement, Eric, do you have any tips for helping someone choose a right financial professional? You know, we can all get someone to help us with our physical fitness, but what about our financial fitness and someone who specializes in retirement?
Yeah, exactly. I think probably the hardest part is if somebody, for like just the consumer side of things, when you're meeting with somebody, you know, how do they know? How do you know what they're actually doing, what they specialize in? With a doctor, it's usually pretty easy because they say general practitioner, or they say, you know, proctologist or whatever. And so at least you know, right? And you don't want to get those confused.
No, you don't.
No. And so same thing here with retirement planning. A lot of people are pretty much general practitioners. You know, there a lot of financial advisors, they're criteria is, do you have money and will you let them, you know, will you invest it with them? Oh, yes. Then you can be a client. And so it's a pretty low bar of entry. And so really what you want to do is if you're getting close to retirement, all the math changes, all the things change. It's so much different from age about 55 on that you really have to have somebody who's more of a specialist. You do not want a general practitioner, because what they're going to do is they're going to say, oh, invest all your money in the stocks and bonds, and you're going to have, you know, 70 or 80% chance of making it if you just withdraw this much money, and that's all we have to do. So then you're retiring on hope. The hope plan is, I hope this works. I hope I don't run out of money. I hope I don't have a market correction. That's a lot of hoping.
That is.
And yeah, that's not going to help you get to retirement, not going to help you have less worry. It's going to probably cause you to have a lot more worry than less. So really what you want to do is, when you're talking to somebody, what is their specialty? Where are most of their clients? What is the main thing that they do with people? And if they just say they help people invest money, okay, but how about, do they help people make that transition? Do they help them figure out what they're going to be doing with, the day-to-day life? How are they going to change things? How are they going to find meaning in retirement? Not just the numbers and all that, but, a lot more stuff than that. And so I think that's probably one of the most critical things, is making sure you and the advisor on the same page. Because if you're not, they may not be really getting you to where you want to go. And that's not obviously ideal.
So, Eric, when you're meeting with a new client, how do you know if you're a good fit?
Yeah. So, obviously it goes both ways. It's kind of like, it's almost like dating, but not, not that much, but it's in a way similar. Yeah. You want to make sure that you get along. I mean, most of my clients, I'm going to have them for 10 or 15, 20, 30 years as clients. So, that's a long time. You want to make sure you get along. You want to make sure you have the same kind of, same kind of goals, and that you're, that you fit well together in terms of talking and communicating, all those types of kind of basic things. But, a lot of things are stuff like, is it somebody you like, right? Are they fun to work with? They are enjoyable. I mean, there's some people we won't take on as clients just because they treat my staff rude, or they're just not very friendly, or sometimes they're just very depressing. So, there's some people I don't want as clients, and same with you. You may not really want to work with somebody that has some sort of different personality type that you don't like. I mean, if you're meeting with a financial advisor and they're trying to make you take action on that first meeting or move money to them right then and there, get out of there. That's not somebody who's good. They should be giving you a lot more information. I mean, here at Heckman Financial, we sit down, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have that first worry less wealth talk. We find out what you're worried, what you're concerned about. And then we'll say, okay, hey, here's some things you should fix. And then if that's something we can help you with, we tell you about that. And then it's up to you then if you want to work with us or not. But if that's something you'd like to do, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got my monthly contributor here, Drew Frampton of O2 Mortgage. So today we are going to talk about, what's the best way to sell your house and buy the new one, because it's really super stressful if you're trying to sell yours and then time the buying of the other one, but it's also very complicated not to. So
yeah, a lot of people,
because you don't have the money to buy the new one, so how do you do that?
Absolutely. We were talking a little bit before this, and we were saying how it's really stressful. There's a lot to consider. There's a lot of logistics to kind of plan out. Easiest and the hardest way to do it is the traditional way, where you sell your house and you buy your next house. Sometimes that's more difficult to do, right?
Right, yeah.
And some of the reasons why is maybe the home you want to buy, they're not willing to work with you right, in one way or another, whether you're going to say, hey, I'd like to buy your house as long as I can sell my house.
Right. So you have a contingency that says, you know, I'll only do it if I can sell mine in time. And
right. And sometimes.
So you're not as good a buyer.
Right. And so that means that it's going to take you longer to close. And there's going to be the potential that your house doesn't sell for as much as you wanted it to or as quickly as you thought it would sell. And so it's going to leave these people who accepted your offer kind of hanging out there in the wind waiting for your house to get into contract. And the one thing I want to say is sellers, they're very concerned about accepting an offer and then falling through. Because
right.
The next people that come by to buy the house, they're going to see that it fell through and they're going to say, first thing, what's wrong with it?
Right. Yeah, right. Why didn't those people close?
Right. And even if you say, well, the buyers, they couldn't sell their house fast enough. There's still a little kind of question mark there. They might do a little bit more due diligence. They might think a little bit harder before they make an offer on the house. So it's something that a seller wants to avoid if they can.
Yeah.
And if there's a lot of competition on that house and yours has that contingency and the rest don't, meaning yours, you're saying, hey, I'll buy your house as long as I sell mine, you may lose out.
Yeah, definitely.
Or you may have to overpay.
Right. Yep.
So you could say, hey, I'll pay you an extra 100 grand or 50 grand if you let me sell my house.
So the other way, if you try to, how do you buy the new house? Because you've already got one mortgage on your current house. Mm-hmm. Your money, your down payment is in your house.
Right.
So how do you do that without selling yours first?
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. We live in the Bay Area and it's hard to qualify for one house, let alone two.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's the other harder part too, which we didn't even cover is how do you qualify for two mortgages?
Yeah. So if you can qualify for two, it's pretty simple. And you have the money sitting in the bank. Then you just do the traditional way. You buy this home. You put your money down from the stocks or the checking account or wherever this money is, and you move into your new home. And then you turn around, you sell, and you replenish, and you settle.
Yeah.
That would be really great for most people. That's probably a stretch. So the other option would be to do two different things. One, the traditional thing is a bridge loan. And a bridge loan, all that means is it's temporary financing. It's going to kind of get you over this gap. Bridge loans traditionally are very expensive, and they come with a lot of costs, right? So high fees, high cost.
Yeah, not so good.
Yeah, and it's a short period of time. So, if you're talking about APR and whatnot, it's through the roof.
Okay.
It's usually very short period, somewhere between 2 weeks maybe even to maybe a year. Right.
Right.
So you're kind of on a time crunch. The other option is something that we've been using here at O2 quite a bit to help people in this situation is a program that we have that excludes the house you currently live in, your departing home. And basically just says, look, just tell us, are you planning on selling it? Or are you planning to rent it? Right. And you don't have to do anything with it. You just tell us, yeah, this is my plan. Right. This is my intent. And then all of those debts are excluded.
Wow.
And we only take into consideration the new home, right? And we just assume.
And the new mortgage.
Right. The new mortgage, yeah. But we don't include anything to do with the other house. So you're not qualifying for two homes, just one, which is still, a feat sometimes, but
yeah,
a lot easier.
A lot easier, yeah.
So that solves for the qualification piece, right? You can now qualify. Well, you still have, a lot of times, equity trapped in the home.
Yeah, right. How do you get that out?
You could do the bridge loan. Right. Again, we talked about that high cost, high interest rate. The other option is your traditional HELOC. We're already excluding the debts from
the home equity line, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you pull a line of credit out on that home, right? You take that line of credit and you use it to buy your next home. And then you turn around and you decide what you do with this home, whether it's to sell or convert it into a rental. What have you, you can then decide what to do. So that would be the steps that you would take.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds like a pretty easy one because, that gets rid of a lot of the headaches. And I had a neighbor who, he actually emailed me because he was saying, hey, about this one house, and it was pretty close to mine. And, I told him some stuff, and then it turned out they fell through, but it had a big lot. His was already listed for sale and stuff, and then they ended up buying, like, totally like in the East Foothills. And I was like, what? They bought where? And I think it was just because yeah, they had already listed their house and it was being sold. And so they were under time crunch to go live someplace. They got two small kids and
right. Didn't want to be homeless.
Yeah. And so that puts a lot of stress and strain if there's not as much inventory. And especially if you're looking for a large lot in the Bay Area, that doesn't come up as quite as often. So
they've all been subdivided.
So I think they had to rush into where they were buying just for that aspect. And
right.
Yeah. So something like this where, you know, hey, they could have maybe bought ahead of time and not been so pressed for, urgency. Cause yeah, you don't want to be kicked out on the street cause you've committed to selling your place already.
Right. And yeah, sometimes that if you're buying a house that is just a cookie cutter house, that's great. But if you have special requirements, like we need a 10,000 or larger square foot lot, or we're looking for this, two block radius. Okay. Right. Well, there might be one house that fits the bill once a year. Right. So how do you time that? You could do the sale contingency, but if it's just that one house that you're looking for, may not work for you. And this is where this option might come in. And that's absolutely right. I mean, you're then able to make the offer. It's non-contingent, meaning you're not saying I'm going to buy it only if I can sell my house. So you can be more competitive that way. And the other nice thing is then you can slowly move into your new home. So if you
right,
want
to. Right, true. Yeah. So you don't have to rush in there and.
Yeah, typically people want to do something to the house. I mean, minimum usually is like a, tent it for termites, but a lot of times it's a fresh coat of paint, it's new carpet or flooring, maybe even, a bathroom or a kitchen remodel. So those things take time, and yes, you could move in and kind of live through it, or you right. could, hang out a little bit and then move in. So that's nice.
So the logistics issue though is you could be paying double mortgages for a while. So you do have obviously that issue. So you definitely right. want to have some money sitting someplace that you can, access that. I mean, the only nice part is when you buy a house, usually you don't have a first mortgage payment for a month. So it gives you a little bit of time, but yeah, if you take 5-6 months to sell your place.
you've got two mortgages.
Well, you may have three, right? Because you may have the home equity line, your old first mortgage and the new first mortgage and the property taxes on all of them. And so that's, I guess, the only probably caveat to that was, make sure you can handle that or try to sell it really fast.
Absolutely. And there's definitely going to be some carrying costs that you want to be aware of. And that piece, you have to factor it in. Sometimes people have lots of equity and they say, well, I'll just, take a little bit more out of the equity to kind of cover that. This is not.
Especially if you're doing a remodel, it may make sense, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to put $50,000 into the kitchen before you move in there, take a little bit extra out.
Well, and the other thing too is, and this is why we love working with our partners, is talking with your realtor as well and say, hey, if we just listed our house today, what could we get for it? And then if we moved out and staged it really, really nicely and updated this thing and that thing, what could we get for it? Right. And a great realtor is going to be able to look at you and look at the home and say, okay, well, you're going to get X amount more if you do these things.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Give us a call. Our phone number is 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. We're O2 Mortgage, and we absolutely love having conversations with people and helping them out.
That's great. Yeah. So, and again, there's a link on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. With that, we'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you here for Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. So we've come to the time in our show when Eric gives us an example of someone's wealth success story. So it's always nice to hear something that's turned out for the best for someone else. So what do you have for us, Eric?
Yes, so it's just more about somebody who's realized that I've got a lot of money. I should take some winnings off the top. And so what we do is, he got lucky enough to be in a company that, you know, had gone public, and he'd had a bunch of options, and, you know, he sold a bunch. And even though he's not quite even 50 yet, we actually ran the numbers and he could retire at a very nice, you know, standard of living for the rest of his life and be fine. So the nice thing is he was smart enough to say, oh yeah, maybe I should just lock in those things and make sure I've got that baseline that's good enough and that I can't ever mess up. Because a lot of times I see people where they just keep going, oh, let's go higher. Uh-huh. It's kind of like the blackjack tables or, you know, whatever you want to think about when you're gambling or something. But, you know, they have bigger and bigger pile of chips, and then all of a sudden they double down, and then boom, it all blows up and, you know, it all goes away and they could have been fine. I think a lot of people don't take the time to find out if they're actually okay. I mean, we've had a really great run up in the markets and everything. So if you're all of a sudden good, why are you taking all that extra risk? Why don't you lock that in and be set for life? And then if you want to play more risk, do it with the money that you don't need, but know that you're already taken care of. And I think that's kind of a big lesson for a lot of people is, you know, once you've gotten enough, make sure you lock some in. Don't have it all at risk because it can easily go away very quickly.
Awesome. Now, final question for anybody who has been struggling to make progress with their financial goals and they want to make a change this new year, 2020. What advice do you have for them, Eric?
Well, you know, the journey of 10,000 steps, you know, or 10,000 miles or whatever it is, you know, starts with one step, or, you know,
yes,
how to eat an elephant, you know, one bite at a time.
Yeah.
All those kind of cliche stuff. I mean, it's really, that is so cliched because it's actually all accurate. So yeah, just setting up stuff. I mean, a lot of times you hear people say, oh, I'll save money when I have extra money. There's never time. Okay. First of all, let's make sure we all know this. You will never have extra money. You will always have a place to put your money. So
so true, Eric.
So everybody can always think of something to spend money on. So stop worrying about, oh, only once this happens, stop, you know, everything's happening right now. So things are happening right now. So just take action. So it's very simple. Again, if you want to get a little bit more help and you want to set up a time to talk with us, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Happy New Year, and we'll be talking to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.